It's like a real computer.
It is?
Okay.
Okay.
That's why we are calling you today, just to make you aware of the fact, so that you can also check all those things on your own, right?
Okay.
Is your computer on at the moment?
Yeah, I can walk over to it.
Sir, is your computer on at the moment, sir?
Yeah.
Just look at the keyboard.
Look at what?
Sir, that's why we are calling you today, just to make you aware of the fact, so that you can also check all those things on your own. Right?
Oh. How do I do that?
Sir, is your computer on at the moment?
Yeah, I'm just walked in front of it. I'm sitting in front of it right now.
Sir, just look at the keyboard.
Okay.
At the extreme left bottom corner, do you see the control key, CTRL key?
Control and Alt, yeah. There's a key between it, too.
At the extreme left bottom corner, do you see the control key?
Yeah.
Just next, the control key, which key do you see? It's a FN key or a port lock window key?
It's got a flag on it.
Port lock window key?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you need to do, you need to press the Windows key with one finger and hold it.
Okay,
And by another finger, you need to press letter R. R as in Romeo.
Okay, R. Okay. A box popped up.
Do you? Yes, sir. Do you see a small pop-up, that's it? Or that's it?
Yeah.
A rock box?
Mm-hmm.
On the middle of that rock box, do you see a long white panel?
It says open. Yeah.
Tell me, if anything typed in there or the place is blank?
It is blank.
Okay, now go ahead and type there.
Type in?
E. Type there. E.
E.
E. E as in echo.
Okay. There's an E here.
E. G as in Victor.
V as in Victor?
Yes.
Okay.
E as in echo again.
E as in echo.
Yes. Next, M. M as in Nancy.
Nancy.
Yes. Next, T. T as in Tango.
Who?
T as in Tango.
Oh, Tango, okay.
Next, V. V as in Victor. Once again.
V as in Victor. Okay.
Next, W. W as in Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Yes. And the letter, last letter would be R. R as in Romeo.
And R as in Romeo.
Okay. So just confirm me, what have you typed there? It should be.
You got a big box that just popped up now. Big box that just popped up. What does it mean?
E-A-T-E-W-R.
Yeah, it says event viewer.
Am I right, sir?
Yeah.
Now, do you see three options? Like, okay, browser, and cancel. Just go ahead and do a single left click on the OK.
On the OK button, okay.
Sir, that's the online app going to answer my call. My senior technician is best person to guide you in a better way. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir. Just be online. Be online, sir. Just
okay.
Online.
Yeah, hi, sir. My name is Jack, and I'm the senior of the previous guy. So, sir, I believe you are onto the event viewer homepage, right?
I just clicked OK, and a box popped up.
Yes, and what is saying you? It should be event viewer.
Yeah, it says event viewer, and then it says local, and application, and security, and system.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you are saying me according to the left-hand side column, right?
Yeah, I'm reading that.
Okay, so sir, through that page, I will show you how much junk and malicious files which have got downloaded into your computer for the software part and as well as the hardware part of your computer. So, sir, have a look on the left-hand side column, right?
Okay, there's...
Just underneath, you see on the left-hand side column on the top, there is an option, event viewer local.
Yeah, that's what it's highlighted right now.
Okay. Yeah, just underneath of event viewer local, what are the options that you getting over there?
Application. Security. It's got security there. What's that?
Setup.
Huh?
Then setup and then system. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, first of all, let me tell you that the application, the first one, is representing the software part of your computer. And here I will show you the software part of your computer. Just to do a double left click on application.
Okay.
And I believe on the middle of that event viewer page, you will get some blue iconic information. Is that correct?
No, there's blue and there's yellow and there's red and there's all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Sir, I would request you to scroll down the page slowly and you will find there are too many red circular errors and some yellow triangular warnings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Sir, this kind of red circular errors and yellow triangular warnings are representing the junk and malicious files and some highly infected links which have got downloaded into your computer from the nature. I mean, whenever you go online, like whenever you check your emails and browse the internet and visit different kinds of sites, at that point of time, that junk and malicious files have got downloaded on the software part of your computer. And what do they do? They are simply corrupting the optimum performance level of your computer and blocking many software to perform on your system. So, sir, what I need to know the exact number of junk and malicious files. So, just have a look on the top of that middle column, right? There is written the number of events. Is that correct?
This is application 969 events.
Okay, it has been crossed 9,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so, sir, you can see one thing that your computer is your computer is going to slower day by day, and the junk and malicious files is increasing day by day. So, sir, what I need to do, I need to go ahead and check the hardware part as well as the software part. Just have a look on the left-hand side column.
Mm-hmm.
Just underneath of application security setup, there is an option, system. Do you see there is a system?
Yeah, very well.
Okay, sir, do a double left click on system.
Okay.
And after you do a double left click on it, you will find the same scenario. I mean, you can see there are a bunch of information on the middle of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll down the page gradually, you will find there are same scenario. I mean, there are full of red circular errors and some yellow triangulars warning. Correct?
Yep. There's only 471 of them, though.
I'm sorry?
It says 471 instead.
Okay. So it has been crossed the 4,000 events. So, sir, I can say one thing, that kind of junk and malicious files which have got downloaded for the hardware part of your computer. And, sir, they are simply corrupting many hardware to perform on your system, and that is the main reason why your computer maybe get crashed down at any point of time. So that's why we are worried about that and giving you this call directly from the Windows Tech Department. So, sir, what I need to do, I need to go ahead and connect you to one of our technical departments, and there our technical team will diagnose your system, and they will find the exact root cause behind it, why all those things are happening, and what the exact number of junk and malicious files they will show you, and then after they will show you how much software has got stopped to perform on your system.
Okay.
So, sir, first of all, I would request you just minimize the event viewer page.
Yeah, what about it?
So, did you minimize the event viewer page?
How do you do that?
Yes, sir. I'm giving you the command how you will connect it with our technical department.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So, first of all, just minimize the event viewer page.
How do you minimize it?
Yes. And now, you need to pull up your run box. Once again, I mean, you need to press and hold the Windows logo key from your keyboard. Another finger, you need to press the letter key R, as in Roger. It should be Windows and R. And finally, we'll get the run pop-up.
Yeah, it says event viewer in it. I got that.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, just delete the event viewer. Just make the place blank.
Make it blank? How?
Yes. Yeah, type it there.
Type it in?
Okay. www. It should be 3 W, then dot.
Okay. Dot.
A as in apple.
Mm-hmm. A as in apple.
As in mother. Then mother. M.
M, okay.
Then M as in mother, once again.
M is again, okay.
Okay. Then Y as in yellow.
Yellow, okay.
Yep. Then Y as in yellow once again.
Y as in yellow once again.
Yes. Then dot.
Dot.
Com.
C-O-M.
So let me call it once again. It should be www.ammyy.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, just go ahead and do a click on OK.
Click on OK.
Yes, and soonly you will get the green MIUFS on your desktop screen. And it is this, that is our gateway to which we will connect you to one of our technical department. Right.
It says, just do it, or something here.
Sorry?
It says, remote desktop software and remote desktop connection.
Remote desktop connection. So, sir, you have all finally got the MI webpage. So, sir, have a look on the middle of that green webpage. There is a green tab, which is highlighted by written, start working with MI admin, it's free. Right?
Yeah.
Sir, just do a click on it. Just a left click on it. And tell me what you see.
Tell me what I see. Hang on, I'll click on it here. Gotta get my mouse back.
Now, sir, what do you see on the screen?
Has been detected.
Oh.
Yes. Sir, did you do a click on the start warning?
Unwanted program has been detected.
It says something about a program here. Oh.
Okay.
It's dinging at me now.
Has been detected.
Huh?
Sir, what are the options you getting over there?
It's doing something here. It's popping up and it's saying something about a sandbox.
Sandbox. Just close that box.
Okay.
And then do a double, then do a click on start working with MI admin.
Start work, I'll click again.
Yes. Do a click on start working once again. And you need to tell me what you see.
It says,
threat has been detected.
Hey, can you give me a hand? I got a potentially unwanted program.
I was beeping and saying all kinds of stuff.
Items been detected in here. Somebody got through some of that.
Sir, have you got any options like allow or continue like that?
It says quarantine. It says quarantine. That's all it says. Should I restart it?
Left click. Okay. Sir, can you tell me one thing? That what do you see on the screen right at the moment?
Well, this is a vast sandbox, and it says terminate or cancel or quarantine.
Do you see any option like run?
No. Well, let me do that.
Okay, sir, just close that box.
Am I infected so bad that I can't even get help?
Sorry?
How infected am I? Is it bad?
No, sir, it's a remote desktop software, right? And to which you will be connected with one of our technical departments.
Oh, okay.
Just close that box up and just do a click on start working with MI admin, and then after what do you see, you need to help me out.
Okay. It there's a pop-up in a vast, something called a vast. And it says it wants to put it in a sandbox, you know, like for kids or something?
It's your... that pop-up is coming from your antivirus.
Oh! What's that?
It's coming from your antivirus, so you need to close that box.
Okay.
And once again, do a click on start working with MI admin once again. Do a click on it.
Okay, we'll try that. Hang on a minute here. Gosh, I'm starting to get concerned here. This is taking a while. Okay. I had to bring the browser back up here.
Okay.
Okay, working with AMMY admin. Yeah. And, gosh. And it pops up in the VAST and says sandbox, and it says about it. Talks a bunch of stuff in your end of the screen. Talks out the speakers.
Now, what?
I mean, click on it. Did you hear this?
All right, there. I got a threat to check it.
Yes.
Play music and do all kinds of weird stuff. I think you're taking over my computer. I think the infections are taking it over or something. Well, what should I try next? That's all it does is open up and it says cancel or quarantine.
It's a cancel and?
Quarantine. Should I quarantine it?
Yes, okay. No, sir. You need not to do a click on check quarantine. Okay. Sir, do a thing. Just have a look on your keyboard, and at the extreme left hand side bottom corner, do you see the control key, the CTRL key?
Yeah. CTRL key.
Sir,
right.
You need to press and hold the CTRL key, and by the another finger, you need to press the letter key, J, as in Joker.
Control J.
Control J.
Okay. That brought up the library here, and it's got a whole bunch of different things in here.
Do you see on the top of that page there is written download?
No. There's some pictures I got the other day on there, I think.
So on the top of that page, what do you see? Do you see there is a red iconic bold AMMYY? It's written _V3AA_V3.3 in 3 like that?
No, it says 1491275 and it's got some numbers and porno.png.
Okay. So, sir, just close that tab.
Okay. Minimize or close it? How do you close it? Click on organize.
Just to be online for a while, okay? I'm talking with my senior technician. Just
okay.
Be online, right?
Okay.
I'm just going to transfer your call to my senior supervisor, and he will guide you in a better way, right?
Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, sir. How are you?
Not too bad.
That's fantastic. Well, sir, my name is Tony, and I'm calling you from the Windows IT department, and this call is in regards to your home computer.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, okay. What I was trying to tell you Now, sir, what I was trying to tell you, when you are clicking on that green tab, let's say start working, that MI admin, it's free. What kind of options are you getting over there?
Last time I clicked in, I got sandbox, or quarantine, or cancel. So I hit the quarantine.
Do you see a cancel option?
Yeah, cancel, right. That's what I did the first time.
Okay, and nothing is happening.
Huh. It just canceled it then.
Okay.
It says something about a vast or something like
that. Go ahead. Okay, so sir, you can do one thing. You can click once again on that green tab which says start working with MI admin. It's free.
Yeah.
Now, what are the options you're getting over there?
Well, I click on it. As soon as I click on it.
Hey, can you give me a hand? I got a potentially unwanted program. A suspicious item has been detected in here.
I don't know, it's something. I think it's a vast or something.
It's a vast.
Yeah. It's a pop-up or something. It says I can run in a sandbox. I haven't tried doing it in the sandbox yet. Can I try it in the sandbox?
Yes. Yes, well, go ahead and do it.
Okay, I'm clicking on the sandbox. It's just giving an error now. It says, cannot proceed. Error 153. What the heck does that mean?
Well, perhaps, you know, these are, you know, some kind of links.
Am I so infected I can't get help? Maybe that's the problem. You said I had a bunch of infections.
You know,
I saw all kinds of infections in the event viewer. There were red things and everything.
Uh-huh. And, sir, now, I believe that you can do one thing. You close down the page. Please close it down.
Okay. Gotcha.
And now, you need to go ahead and pull up the run box once again, as you did previously, by pressing the four flag Windows logo key with one finger, along with the letter R key.
Letter R. Okay, I'll try that again. Okay, I got a box here, and it says, event viewer, or something, and event.
Yes, you need to delete event viewer from there.
Okay. Okie doke.
Now you need to put in a new, okay, so now you need to put in a new command over there, which is www. T as in Tango.
T. Okay.
Uh-huh. E as in Echo.
E as in Echo.
Uh-huh. A as in Alpha.
A as in Alpha.
Uh-huh. M as in Mother.
M as in Mother.
V as in Victor.
Okay, V as in Victor.
I as in Indiana.
I as in Indiana.
E as in Echo.
Echo E. Okay.
W as in Whiskey.
Oh, they typed two E's. Hang on. Crazy keyboard.
Uh-huh.
What's that one?
The W as in Whiskey.
Whiskey, okay. Yeah, I like whiskey.
E as in Echo once again.
E as in Echo.
R as in Roger.
R as in Roger, okay.
.com. So now let me recall it. I believe you have put in there, it should be www.teamviewer.com, correct?
Yep.
Okay, so just go ahead and press OK from there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sir, I believe you're getting a TeamViewer webpage popped up on your computer screen, right?
It says, TeamViewer, and there's a girl, really pretty girl there looking, pointing at a box.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. So now, sir, on that box, I mean, on that TeamViewer webpage, just look at the middle of that webpage, do you see there is a long green tab over there, which is saying you start full version, it's free?
It says, download free for private use. Is that the one?
Okay, download free for private use. Okay, and just underneath that, do you see there is a, you know, something is written like join remote control session?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You need to go ahead and do it left click on join remote control session.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are the options you're getting over there, sir?
It says TeamQS English binary file download, and then I get a warning here. It says, do you want to save this? Are you sure? You know, it's got like kind of exclamation.
Do you see any kind of options over there need run, save, or cancel?
I got a save file, that's it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go ahead and do a left click on save file.
Okay. Okay, it's downloading, I guess. How long should it take?
Okay. Thank you, Father.
It's downloading. How long should it take?
And when you could see the download has got completed, just let me know, alright?
Yeah, I'm only on dial-up, so it's going to take a while.
Alrighty.
This is going to help it out this time, huh?
Yes, I guess so.
I don't know, you just got another error. It says not compatible with Macintosh. I don't know. What does that mean?
I beg your pardon?
It says not compatible with Macintosh. Doesn't want to do anything with it now.
I mean, sir, I believe that if, I mean, have you clicked on join remote control session?
Yeah, it says, I tried to run it. It says not compatible with Macintosh operating system.
So, are you using a Macintosh operating system?
Well, yeah, of course I am.
It's not a Windows operating system, sir?
Oh, no. No, I run a Mac.
Well, on Mac, you're finding Event Viewer.
Oh, I'm running VMs. I figured you knew that. We're in virtual windows.
Sorry?
We're in virtual windows.